The Arizona Republicans holding out hope for a Trump comeback got a reality check from one of their own yesterday. Speaking on Fox Business News, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich laid out the statistical improbability that the president could win enough of the outstanding votes to close the narrowing margin between himself and President-elect Joe Biden. As of this morning, Biden leads Trump in Arizona by fewer than 12,000 votes.
There's, you know, less than 50,000 votes to count, and the president would have to get about 65% of them to win Arizona. So it does appear that Joe Biden will win Arizona.
Trump's campaign is challenging the results here, namely focusing on overvotes. Very rare incidents of a voter selecting too many people in the same race, say two instead of one for president. But Brnovich told Fox's Neil Cavuto that the case involved less than 200 votes, a far cry from the votes Trump needs to overtake Biden.
My point is this, Neil, is that we need to deal in facts and evidence. If there is a problem or you think there's a potential problem, the answer is you don't wait until it's done to file a lawsuit. If you have problems with people on the voter rolls, other issues, you need to address those problems prospectively instead of reactively.
And if the lack of legal evidence of wrongdoing isn't good enough for some skeptics, Brnovich pointed out how an alleged plot by Democrats to steal the election apparently didn't work out elsewhere on the ballot.
There was a prediction that the legislature would flip. It didn't. There was some congressional districts that supposedly in Democrat, they didn't flip. The county recorder here oversees elections, went from Democrat to Republican. The county attorney remained Republican.
Fox's Cavuto repeatedly praised Brnovich for what he characterized as the Republican attorney general's bravery in going against his party's narrative. Brnovich insisted correctly he was just stating the facts.